We took in the holiday concert by the Grand Rapids Area Male Chorus on Sunday, December 6th, at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids. St. Andrew's is a great spot for a concert like this. The acoustics, the seating, the view of the surrounding woods, it all works. The chorus is directed by Eileen Grossland. Their accompanist is Bonnie Kangas, a truly accomplished pianist. We were seated up close and off to the stage left side, giving us a perfect profile of Eileen as she conducted. She is as precise a conductor as I've ever watched, with just her hands, no baton. She also mouthed every word of every song without consulting her score. That's impressive, especially to someone whose geezer memory seems to be fading hourly. They did things a little differently this year, starting with a half dozen songs by the folk chorus, some 36 voices, traditional Christmas carols, nice arrangements, well sung. Then the chorus left the stage and turned it over to a student chamber group, violin, viola, and cello, the Encore Orchestra, as it's called, from the Itasca Orchestra and Strings Program, who performed two numbers. This was the first time I'd seen the new director of the Student Strings Program, Sarah Kowitz, and she's obviously perfectly suited to the role. Sarah has a calm, confident, encouraging style and smile, and no surprise, the kids do respond. Impressively, they tackled an arrangement of the first movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, the only non-Christmas piece on the whole program, and a challenge for players of all skill levels. They acquitted themselves very nicely. The first half of the concert wrapped up with a men's octet singing two songs from the choir loft and a vocal solo by Nicole Hart, who looks to be middle school age but sings like a pro. Nicole's rendition of O Holy Night was spot on. Her range, intonation, interpretation, stage presence, everything, mature beyond her years. After the break, the full chorus returned for another half dozen carols, including a sing-along at the end. Congratulations and thanks to all concerned. There was a non-holiday concert on Tuesday, December 8th, at Loggy Dome on Deer Lake, north of Grand Rapids. This will sound insidery, because in a way it was. The musicians involved two of the area's generational musical families, LaPlante and Downing. The new trio called Billy Wilbert started the show, Billy LaPlante on mandolin and guitar, not at the same time, Will Downing on guitar, Patrick Albert Downing on bass, and all three sing. Then it was John Downing, guitar and vocal, joined by Holly Christensen, who has a beautiful voice I hadn't heard before. The other insiderish component of the night was that as you looked around the room, you saw a preponderance of Northern Community Radio member faces. And Loggy Dome, of course, is a longtime, hyper-generous supporter of KAXE, KBXE. I'm not exactly unbiased, I concede that point, but the music was simply outstanding, and I'll just leave it at that.